Welcome to this podcast about CanAttack and Portage Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. CanAttack is an uninhabited Aleutic community of the native tribe of CanAttack located at the head of Portage Bay on the Pacific coast of the Alaska Peninsula, about 136 miles west-southwest of Kodiak and 65 miles southeast of Igigik, Alaska. Portage Bay takes its name from an ancient portage trail that crosses the peninsula between Shelikof Strait on the Gulf of Alaska and Besheiroff Lake, which connects to Bristol Bay at Igigik. During the last glacial maximum of the late Pleistocene, the Alaska Peninsula underwent severe mountain glaciation. A complex of confluent alpine glaciers, island ice caps, and Piedmont lobes covered much of the area. Although the limits of glaciation remain uncertain, all the major valleys in the high mountains bear evidence of vigorous glacial scour and ice streaming to the sea. These ancient glaciers accumulated ice to depths of nearly 1,000 feet. Although the primary movement was northward into the basin of Besheiroff Lake, a lobe spilled southeastward across CanAttack Pass at an elevation of about 900 feet into Portage Bay. No glaciers remain today. In the high mountains southwest of Portage Bay, many cirques and valleys contain morainal deposits, while the bay itself hosts stream gravels and extensive beach deposits of quaternary sand and gravel. Its rugged shoreline comprises a series of wave-cut cliffs, below most of which a gravel or bedrock platform is visible at low tide. In many places, however, sheer cliffs descend directly into the water, leaving no beach even at low tide. The only extensive beach deposits occur at the head of the bay, where the shoreline is shielded from waves and the beach sand and gravel merge with the delta deposits of the CanAttack River. Archaeological evidence from the Shelikof Strait coast indicates that CanAttack's cultural sequence began about 7,300 years ago. By 1762, Russian fur trading expeditions had reached Kodiak Island. And in 1783, a permanent trading post was established at Three Saints Bay. The rugged islets along the Alaska Peninsula provided rich sea otter hunting grounds, and Russian influence spread rapidly among the Aleutic, as male hunters were conscripted for forced labor while women and children were held hostage. Missionaries gradually improved conditions, but Russian influence persisted through the conversion of the Aleutic to the Russian Orthodox Church. Even after the 1867 Alaska Purchase, Orthodox missionaries continued serving the natives' spiritual needs. In the early 20th century, CanAttack was a small settlement with a seasonally fluctuating population. In winter, Aleutic families lived in modest sod barabras. In summer, some worked in the salmon canneries at Bristol Bay, while others fished at Besheiroff Lake to prepare provisions for winter. In the 1920s, oil and gas development transformed the region. In August 1922, two steamships landed drilling equipment at Portage Bay, and within 2 or 3 weeks, CanAttack's population swelled from a handful to nearly 200. Residents occupied tents, log cabins, and frame buildings, while work began on a road linking CanAttack to the drilling site located 17 miles to the northwest. Along with Katala on Controller Bay, the area experienced an oil boom. Oil and gas development ended in the late 1940s when efforts to extract recoverable oil failed. With the collapse of the industry, hotels and merchants could no longer be sustained. The post office closed soon after, followed by the Bureau of Indian Affairs School. And by the 1950s, CanAttack had declined and was eventually abandoned when U.S. mail routes ceased and supply ships stopped serving Portage Bay. CanAttack's original Aleutic residents lived off the land, traveling seasonally to Bristol Bay via the CanAttack Trail. For thousands of years, Yupik and Aleutic people used this portage route to cross the coastal mountains of the Alaska Peninsula between the Pacific and Bering Seas. The 5-mile trail begins at the CanAttack village site on shoreline terraces. It crosses a stream that separates a cobbled beach from the valley at the head of Portage Bay, then climbs a steep scree slope, zigzagging 900 vertical feet to Kanatak Pass. The route continues along Summit Lake before descending to Lake Ruth, which drains via Ruth River to the southern embayment of Besharov Lake, where a community once known as Fish Village, or called Maratuk by the Aleutic, is now abandoned. In late spring, residents left their winter village to cross Kanatak Pass to Maratuk, gathering vegetables such as wild celery, spinach, ferns, roots, and wild peas. In June, they collected birds' eggs from Besharov Lake's islands, fished for char, whitefish, salmon, smelt, and trout, and hunted caribou. By mid-June, they traveled to Igigik to work in commercial fishing. When the salmon runs ended, they bought supplies like rock salt at the cannery store before returning to Besharov Lake to dry fish, preserve berries, and hunt ducks. Some families spent the winter at Maratuk while others returned to Kanatak. In late fall and early winter, supplies and subsistence foods, chiefly preserved salmon, eggs, and vegetables, were carried over Kanatak Pass. And in winter, they trapped mink, fox, otter, wolverine, and beaver for cash. Other portage trails crisscrossed the Alaska Peninsula, but few were as well known as the Kanatak Trail. Early Russian and American explorers used it, and in the 1920s, during the oil boom that brought hundreds to Kanatak, primitive roads were built along part of the route. In 2012, the trail was designated the Kanatak National Recreation Trail and is now managed by the Besharov National Wildlife Refuge. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.